Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you're now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we are so grateful for what God is doing through this worldwide ministry and platform. It is truly growing, and we give God the glory and the honor and praise for it, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So on tonight, my special guest is none other than my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown. He is my guest on tonight, so I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, and especially for the new listeners on tonight for the first time, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. My youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, is a retired Detroit police officer, and he is the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. His book is now available at Amazon.com, so he's going to be with us very shortly. He's already standing by, but we always open up with prayer, but we're going to do the same thing on tonight. We're going to open up with prayer. We're going to come back, and we're going to have my youngest brother share testimonies after we do our announcements, and we're going to go forward from there. So I'm asking our listeners, please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are the great I am. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And no matter what it looks like, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber nor sleep. You're not like man. You don't get amnesia. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my brother Herbert and his family, and not only us, but all those that are faithful doers of your word that are saved in Jesus' name. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that through him, first and foremost, that we can be saved, and then also that we can come through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so we can move forward and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory. So we just thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. You know who they are. You know where they are. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your comforting spirit, even during the hour of bereavement. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And Father, we come lifting up all those that may be tuning in for the first time on tonight over this worldwide platform that are spiritually blind on tonight, that have not accepted your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. It's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight, Herbert Charles Brown, that they would be able to hear your word, Heavenly Father. They would be able to not only hear your word, but receive your word. They would open their own mouth, confess their sins and their transgressions. They would ask Jesus Christ out of their own mouth to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And they would come to know and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us as we move forward on tonight over this worldwide platform, that you alone get the glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Well, you always know that we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a simple question, and only you can answer this question. What is your God purpose? Do you know what your God purpose is? We all have a God purpose. Some people have more than one God purpose. But the question on tonight at the spiritual food for thought, what is your God purpose? And as I always tell people, if you don't know what your God purpose is, it's really easy. It's simple. Get, you know, open your heart, open your mouth, and simply ask God to reveal and show you what your God purpose is. He wants you to know what your God purpose is because the reason he wants you to know what it is because only you can fulfill it in the earth for his glory. So you need to know. If you don't already know what it is, pray and be sincere and honest about it and ask God to reveal to you and show you what your God purpose is so you will be able to fulfill it in the earth for his glory. Well, in the form of announcements, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. But in the form of announcements, I need you to take down these announcements, these important announcements on tonight. Every first Thursday night, Minister Tawan Eppinger is a young minister of the gospel. He's a minister at the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd. Minister Tawan Eppinger has a prayer line every night, seven nights a week. It starts at 9 o'clock. So if you need prayer, if you want to pray and stand in the gap on behalf of someone else, you can dial this number to be on Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line. Again, that's every night starting at 9 o'clock p.m. The number you need to dial is area code 602-610-2081. Again, the number is 602 area code 610-2081. And the access code for the prayer line is 913-927. Once again, the prayer line access code is 913 1-800-273-9927. Also, every third Saturday night, the Sunday School Superintendent of also the Morning Star Baptist Church comes forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's Word. Deacon Edward Blakely is the Sunday School Superintendent at the Morning Star Baptist Church. He comes forth every third Saturday night delivering God's Word. My special guest on next Thursday night, April the 22nd, is Pastor Sharon Ford. She is the pastor of Spiritual Care of Southfield, Michigan. She will be delivering God's Word on next Thursday night, the 22nd of April. So you want to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say through her on next Thursday night. I have another special guest, Sister Rosalind Chetnall, will be my special guest on this coming Saturday night, the 24th. She is an author of a book of poetry. She will be my guest on the 24th. And then finally, on Thursday night, April the 29th, my first cousin, Herbert Brown, and my cousin, Pastor Norman King, is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's Word on Thursday night, April the 29th. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him also. I am also excited to announce that God has blessed my youngest brother's oldest daughter, Kayla Brown. She is now she has obtained her realtor's license. She is now a part of the Century 21 family. Kayla Brown, if you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home in Michigan, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. Once again, Kayla Brown is one of my nieces. She is my youngest brother, who is my guest on tonight. This is his oldest daughter. She has now obtained her realtor's license with the Century 21 family. She can be reached at, her cell phone number is area code 313-992-5562. Her office phone number is area code 734-464-6400. Her email address is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, .C as in Charlie, 21, at gmail.com. So if you are, again, if you are in the Michigan area and you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. I am also excited to announce that God has blessed our youngest sister, Donetta Burney, to write another children's book. Her latest children's book is titled The Literate Guard at the Gate. And then she also has another children's book titled The Best of Joy. And they are both available now at Amazon.com. And her name is Donetta Burney. Not only that, God has blessed her to have a children's store and a website that is now up and running. So if you have little ones, if you are a parent, a grandparent, or an uncle or aunt, or even if you are a teacher, and you have little ones in your life between the ages of 3 to 7 or 8 years old, the little children have fallen in love with the Literate Guard at the Gate. He has a website where you can purchase his book with his picture on it. He has a book. Then he has a coloring book and also a puzzle. Then he has a variety of T-shirts. And then he has a little pillow with his picture on it, and the children love to carry his little pillow around with them everywhere they go. And so he even has a theme song. So if you want to purchase items for your little one of the Littlest Guard at the Gate, you can go to my younger sister, Donetta Burney's Children's Store, a website. And that website is all lowercase, www.josh, J-O-S-H, theguard.com. Once again, that's www.josh, J-O-S-H, theguard.com. So right now, I am going to ask my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, if he would please first share with the worldwide listening audience, if he would share with us. And first of all, I want to say thank you, Herbert, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. As I said, he is a retired police officer, and he is the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. So, Herbert, if you don't mind, if you would share with the worldwide listeners a testimony first, please.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for having me on your show. And based on the way you said that prayer, I don't think I need to say too much. We could all just say amen and just go home after that one. That was just a blessing just to have you say what you said, and that was encouraging right there. But and then, too, what I really love about your show, I thank God that he gives you this platform to be able to reach a lot of people throughout this world and throughout wherever everybody is tuned in and listening so they can be blessed and be a blessing to other people. But, you know, I want to thank God, too, for not only waking me up this morning and waking up my family this morning, but then again, I want to thank God just for waking us all up and being able to touch all your listeners who are maybe listening tonight. And I want to just say, you know, my testimony is always one of that, you know, it's just a blessing for me to have been in law enforcement and to have been in law enforcement for over 18 years and to been able to just to be able to do the things that God allowed me to do, especially such a time as this where people no longer trust the police anymore. I thank God that I was allowed to be able to reach people in ways to where I can reason with them. I can encourage people. I can have people come up to me, and sometimes they would always call me Downtown Brown in the area that I worked in. But just to be able to put on a uniform and go out and represent the city of Detroit and then be able to know that I did a job and I gave it 110%, and just to be able to come back home to my family every day was a great blessing. I took pride in wearing that uniform. I took pride in the way I looked. I took pride in the way I treated people. I took pride in the way people came up to me and respected the uniform. And to me, it was just a blessing. And it all started when, you know, Mama, you know, raised us up in the church and put the word of God in front of us and in us until we got old enough to be able to do it for ourselves. And I thank God that it's, even in this day and age, where I'm still in tune and instilled by the word of God to where no matter where I go, I can let his light shine in me and through me and be that vessel for others to see. You know, that would be my testimony, just to be that light. Even if it's dark, I can still walk in knowing that God is in me and allowing me to brighten up that room to where people can feel his presence. That would be my testimony to anyone and everyone, to don't give up. No matter how bleak and how dark the days may seem at times, continue to stand strong, you know. And James, as you know, my saying has always been, be patient so you don't become one. You know, so people need to learn how to enjoy life. Let's have some laughter in life again. Maybe we can get together and laugh and enjoy one another and enjoy who God is and who God has called us to be. Then maybe we can have a little bit more peace out in the world to where some of this crime wouldn't be what it is. You know, we just need to sit back, step back, and just let God be who God is in us and just continue to just show the world who God is through us. So that would be, you know, I know that was a testimony, but I took it in a different direction. I'm like, you know me, James, whichever direction God take me in, that's where I go.
Amen, and that's what we're supposed to be, led by the Holy Spirit. And so I know you weren't too long. You were just right. You were doing what God you put on. You gave the listeners and myself what God put on your heart to say. And so I know that somebody was encouraged on tonight through your testimony, and most of all, God was glorified through it all, because he said that he would share his glory with no one. And so that's why I asked all my guests to share testimonies, because someone else needs to know that what God has done for you and through you, he's the same God, and he has no respect of person. He is able to do the same thing for them. So thank you for sharing that testimony. And we're going to go to this. Matter of fact, I'm not going to do the music break first. I'm going to go directly to your question first, and then I'm going to do the music break, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to you. But my first question to you on tonight would be, again, I hope the listeners have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along and take notes as we go forward in this broadcast on tonight. But Herbert, my first question to you on tonight, as an author of your book, how did your book come to be?
Well, that's a good question, James. Throughout the years growing up, And I mean, I was even in my teenage years, but then in the lab years of becoming a young man, and then taking that path of going into law enforcement. But I would always have people come up to me and either, you know, family or friends or sometimes strangers, and then a lot of people from church. I would always have people come to me and asking for advice, or they would always ask them for help with can I talk to their child, or, you know, what can you, you know, how can I do this or do that? You always seem like, you know, we've been watching you and seem like you're always on the right path. So, you know, basically they was always asking for encouragement. They was always asking for direction. And then even from looking from within as a police officer, you know, going to, you know, various homes and dealing with different situations from domestic violence to any major crime that you could think of, he just started toiling with me, you know, and I just started basically just asking God, like, what can I do other than what I'm doing? And I noticed stuff was just everything. And one thing about the word I love, you know, you got to be still. If you be still, let God talk to you. He will show you signs. He will give you things to say. He would give you things to write down. And I could be driving, and stuff would just come to me. So I would just start, you know, I always kept a pen, but a lot of times I didn't have, you know, paper or anything handy. So I would just start writing on anything that was in the car. I pull up, to, you know, to the light. I would start writing stuff, current situation, things that God was giving me, how I can be a blessing others, how I can encourage others. And like I always tell people, you know, the only thing that I didn't write on, because I wrote on anything, James. I mean, I always wrote on cardboard, newspaper. I wrote on, if it was a bag of chips or whatever, it didn't matter. Whatever I had to write on, I would even write on my hand if I have to. But the only thing I didn't do, like I know Martin Luther King wrote on a roll of toilet paper. If I had had that in the car, I'd have wrote on that too. But I just wrote down stuff that I knew that one day I wanted to put something together that would be able to encourage people and to lift people up and just write down current situations that if I put it in a book that it would be easy to, it'd be easy to read, easy feed for people to encourage them about life situations and what's going on to overcome certain obstacles.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I like what you said, because I'm, by me being an author as well, and I'm sure any author that may be dialed or tuned in on tonight that's listening right now can agree with what you just said, because sometimes if we don't write things down, even a minister or a pastor, thank God for our cousin, Pastor Norman King, is on the line right now. I thank God for him.
Amen.
We know that sometimes if we don't write things down, when it comes to us, the enemy will steal it from us. And because he don't want us to be a blessing to the people and to the body of Christ. So the enemy, that's his job. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he would take that that thought from you if you don't write it down. So I thank God for you as to how you allow the Lord to use you and to, like you said, write down whatever God put in your mind to write down on whatever you had to write it down on so that you won't forget it, so you obtain it, so that you could put it in your book that you now have written it and it is published and is now available for people to buy and purchase and read and be blessed by it. My next question to you is, how – were you going to say something else?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I wrote down stuff for almost like 4 and 5 years. You know, it didn't like – I didn't just write stuff down and, you know, in a month time and then, you know – bam, there's a book. I mean, this came over years of, you know, of putting together. And then I had to grab like a shoebox or maybe two shoeboxes. And I would just put everything in that box. And then once everything was there, that's when God really showed me, okay, now it's time. And then that's when, you know, the book was manifested.
Amen. I'm a witness. I know exactly what you're saying. I've done that myself. My next question to you is, how do your book coincide with God's word? Once again, how do your book coincide with God's word?
Well, I mean, you throwing out some good questions there, so I know, therefore, I got some good answers for you. Every chapter written in this book ends with a scripture. So what I want to do is, not only I know when God gives you something, you write it down, but God always backs up what he says. So he's not just going to put you out there and can't back up what he wants you to do and say. So everything that I talked about and I wrote in this book, and it's either from my own experience or things that I saw, stuff that was given to me. So I would just write it down. And then I didn't want to just write a book and talk about something and then leave everybody on a cliff, those who know the word or those who's getting into the word or those who are not sure of the word. So I really wanted to not only reach the saints, but also wanted to reach some of those some ain'ts that ain't sure about God's word or ain't sure about the direction that they should go in or going in. So, like, for instance, I have a chapter in the book from an officer's perspective. I have spiritual assurances. I got When in Doubt, Check It Out. I have Ready or Not, Here I Come. But no matter what I put in a book, I will give you a scripture that it would just go in line with the words or the story that's being told to make you know that, first of all, God is real. I want you to know that whatever I'm saying, it's not just something that can't be parallel with the word of God. So whatever chapter in this book that you go through, like I said, I want to make sure it was easy to read, easy to see. I want to make sure you could digest it. And then I want to make sure you can just taste, because the Bible says taste and see. You can't taste anything without digesting it. And just like with the Bible, you know, you can look at the Bible, but if you don't pick up the Bible and read the Bible, then you're not really going to know of the Bible. You're just going to have to go by somebody else's word. That's why, you know, the Bible also says, study to show thyself approved. I want to make sure that whatever I wrote, it was easy for a teenager to read as well as a grown person to read. But when you come to the end, you're really looking at it like, wow, this is the end of the chapter. But he just hit me with some scriptures. So then you realize it's not a dead end. So I can keep your eyes on the prize, because, you know, right now, you know, God is our prize. But, like, the answers I use, like, for those who love sports, like I do, you enjoy watching the game, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, soccer, golf, whatever it is, it's a process. Nothing comes easy. Everything you do in life is a process. But you got to pray about it. So if you go through the end of that chapter, I give you Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. So you got a lot of people that want to play sports. But you can be the best basketball player in the world. You might not never make it. But guess what? But if you are faithful and you are praying and asking God to guide you, to lead you in the right direction, give you the right path, the right mentors will come your way, then you might become the next Michael Jordan or a LeBron James. But even if you have all of that, if you don't have the word in you to back up what you're doing off the court, you're going to confuse a lot of people. So that's why I want to make sure, no matter what I wrote, no matter what chapter that you read, it's going to be multiple scriptures to outline the guideline to let you know it's coincide with what the word is. I didn't want nobody to be confused. I didn't want nobody to be misled. I just want everybody to be fed by what God was saying, how God was using me to write this book.
Amen. And, well, you know what? Just about everyone in my family that God has blessed to write books, even all of my books, and you're absolutely right, because every book that God blessed me to write, I know this is about you, but I just want to, you know, touch base and let the world know that it's true. That's how the Lord works. We don't want people to see us. We want people to be able to see God. And what is God saying through what he has blessed us to write? And so in every last one of the books that I've written, that's what I have done as well. add scripture. God gives me what to say to the people, then he backs it up with the word, with his word, not my words, not my opinions and feelings, but with God's word. And that's exactly how he has blessed you to write your book.
So my
next question to you is, can your book help people in the time that the world is now experiencing? Again, can your book help people in the time that this world is now experiencing? And if yes, how?
Well, of course, my book will be able to help. My book will be able to help anybody. But like I said, you know, you got to enjoy life. So we got to have some humor, whatever we do and say, and still be real about it. But the best way my book can help anybody is, first of all, they have to go out and get the book and read it. So that's the best way of helping them, because,
right.
I mean, you won't know what's in it if you don't read it. So, you know, you got to get the book, read the book. And like I said, just I have like 14 chapters. Every chapter that's in that book, it's going to affect someone. Somebody's going to be able to read it and say, you know what? They're going to feel like it's them that's in that chapter. It's going to make them feel as if, you know, I wrote the book with them in mind, how some of the obstacles that they were going through or still going through, but then how you can handle that challenge and how you can just, you know, turn that, if it's a negative, into a positive, how you can deal with any obstacle knowing that you can overcome it. Because the thing is, yeah, we all fall down, but you don't stay down. You got to get back up. You know, and I fail many of times. And I'm telling you, it's only the grace of God that picked me back up, dust me off, and continuously give me multiple chances to go out there, you know, and get it right. I mean, you know, we all make mistakes. We all sinners, but we still, as we always say, we still Christians under construction. So, yes. So that's the thing. I mean, my book, I mean, I had a coworker that had told me that he had purchased the book, my book, and he said he noticed he couldn't find the book, and he was having some problems with his son. And so he was saying how he was looking for the book, and he was noticing that he was arguing less and less with his son. But he said he didn't know what was going on, but he said, as, you know, as days go by, he kept looking for my book. So he said one day he went to his son's room, and he saw his backpack on the bed, but the backpack was open. So, you know, as people would be, they'd be snooping around trying to see, you know, see what he got in his backpack to make sure he ain't doing nothing. But behold, what he saw in the backpack was my book. And he could tell the book was being read. First of all, he was shocked that it was in his son's backpack. But you could tell he was reading because the pages wasn't as fresh, you know, as, you know, when you get a new book out, the pages are fresh. But it's just like with a Bible, you know, the more you read it, the more the pages get crinkled up. So he said he noticed that his son had been reading my book. And he called me immediately and said, he said, I bought your book, Herb, but he said, but I hadn't read it yet. But he said, but I know you, and based on the title of your book, and he said, and remember I was telling you about I was dealing with my son with some issues? And then he said, but I noticed it was a change coming over him. He said, he's been reading your book. I said, well, that's what the book is about. That's what the book is for. It's a blessing. So, you know, that's another testimony. But that's what the book is all about. This book will help anybody. It would encourage anybody. And because we all go through life challenges, especially during these times right now. I mean, you got COVID out here. You got where, you know, you can't even be a black man driving or walking and not get stopped by the police, and then you don't know if, you know, you're going to return home on 2 feet or on your back. So this book won't – well, I really need to have committed cops read this book, first of all, you know, because I do have from an officer's perspective when I was on the force. But this book is engaged to just not only to pick your spirit up, but – because there's so much to discourage anybody out here right now. But I guarantee you, if you pick the book up and you start reading it, you might feel discouraged, but I guarantee you, before you even get to a second or a third chapter, you're going to feel encouraged.
Amen. And that's what it's all about. My next question to you is, how will God be glorified through your book?
Well, the best glorification that God can get from, because like I said, first of all, God gave me a lot to put at it. He inspired me and gave me stuff to look for, to look at, and how to dissect certain things. So, and then the book was written from the heart. I mean, it was written from experience. And then not only was it written from experience, but I used some of my words in the book to express certain things that I was dealing with. Like when in doubt, check it out. But at the very end and throughout certain chapters of the book, God's word is in the book. There's scripture that will outline anything in the book. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. I will lift up my eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Everything that's in this book, all 14 chapters, is my words, my experience, things that I have shared with others, things people have shared with me. But to outline it all, period, where it should be, an exclamation point where it needs to be, a question mark where it needs to be, everything is ended with the word of God. That way, if you don't pick up a Bible, because you know everybody don't read the Bible. People read books, but everybody don't read the Bible. But I got some of the Bible in my book because there's God's word in every chapter. So it ain't like you can't read a chapter without getting the God's word. So it's
I want to interject there right now because I'm a witness. He's telling the truth because I have a copy sitting. I'm sitting looking at the book right now, and I have read it. And so he's absolutely telling me the truth that it's backed up. Every chapter is backed up with God's word. My final question to you on tonight is, what's the difference between life challenges and spiritual challenges?
Well, of course, you know, my book is Making Life Challenges Work for You. But, you know, life challenges, it varies for people, you know. I mean, life challenges is different for everybody. But the one thing that a lot of people that we all must go through and going through, life challenges, you know, deals with, you know, you can lose a job. You can lose a friend. You can, you know, a loved one. It could be a death of a family member. You know, your pet. I mean, it could be health problems. You know, with today's issues, like I said, blacks being killed by police, but not even so much blacks being killed by police. Life challenges is, you know, blacks killing each other. Those are life challenges, Jane. Those are big challenges that we have to deal with. But the good thing about, because you can take, I always tell my wife and always tell my kids, no matter what negative situation I see, if I keep juicing it up like a juicer that you can buy and put all different types of vegetables and fruits in it to get the best drink, the best out of it, that's what I do. That's what I look for. So in any negative situation, I always try to find a positive situation. And you know why? Because that's the spiritual challenge. My spiritual walk and my journey with God. I mean, you know, it's a lot that I've been through. It's a lot that I go through. And like, you know, all your listeners, you know, because everybody go through certain things. And sometimes, you know, we just go through and it's like, boy, I tell you, James, if it wasn't for God, you know, I'd have cursed my boss out. But the spiritual realm wouldn't let you do it. That's because you got, you know, God is in you. You know, you know what's right. You know, if I do the wrong thing, then that's just life's challenges because I have no spiritual realm in me. I don't have, there's no God in me to allow me to just say, you know what, wait a minute. I need to back up for a minute. Now, I know sometimes people do things in life challenges spur of the moment because of whatever the situation may be, but then sometimes they'll step back, just like with all the killing that's going on right now. And you notice how you hear the families, and you can tell the spiritual side in the families that come on and they speak. They'll always come on and say, my heart is heavy. You know, they killed my son or they killed my daughter. But, you know, it's always a but. I want y'all to protest in peace. I don't want you to go out there and start killing people. I don't want you to go out there and start fighting. I don't want you to go out there and start retaliating. That's the spirit side of them. No matter what's going on that's negative, we have to pull the God in us out of us. Because if the people don't see God in us, then we all going to be lost. So don't let life challenges outweigh God's spiritual challenges that's in us. Spirituality, it goes much deeper than life challenges. We just got to know who we are and whose we are. Because I'm telling you, James, it's been times with, you know, cause like right now, you know, I've retired, but I'm still in the security realm. You know, I've been doing executive protection for over 20-some years. You know, I have picked up a lot of mega preachers and bishops, you know, and I mean, I've picked up people like from Norah Jones, Bishop Norah Jones, Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know, I've dealt with, you know, great people, you know, Bishop Van and, you know, Marvin Sapp. It's things like that. If it wasn't a spiritual side, a spiritual connection in me, don't you know they'll be able to pick up on that and really wouldn't want me to come back to be around them or pick them up? You understand what I'm saying? So that's the spiritual side that's in me
I'm going to interject something too while you're speaking on that term. That you've also, if I'm not mistaken, you've also been escorted at one time or like President Obama?
Yes, I did. But that's, you know, well, thanks for bringing that up. You know, I mean, all I got was a letter from him. I really wanted to ride on Air Force One. So I guess maybe he can connect with President Biden and tell him, hey, give a brother a ride. But see, that goes back to the difference between life challenges and spiritual challenges, too. When I got called to go and pick up back then, it was Senator Barack Obama in 2005, it was a Freedom Fund dinner that they have every year in Detroit, which have over 10,000 people. And I got a call from the head of the NAACP to meet them at their office saying that, hey, we need you to go and we have this guest we need you to pick up. And if my spirit wasn't right, if they didn't see the God in me, if they didn't, because they knew me for, you know, for years, no matter what circumstances, situation I dealt with, I've always removed me and let God take over, because I need to let people see the God in me. Things a lot easier and smoother, make crooked roads straight. So when they saw that in me for years, James, I'm telling you, they called me and said, hey, we need you to go and we need you to pick up Senator Barack Obama. I'm going to fast forward that. So when I picked up Senator Barack Obama, I'm telling you, James, it's like our spirits connected. We had the best conversation. And sometimes Tracy get mad for the listeners. Tracy is my wife. We've been married for 31 years. Sometimes she would get mad because everybody that I always picked up from, you know, Barack Obama to just any celebrity, I would always, you know, call and have them speak to her, just as humorous. And, you know, she get to talk to him and stuff like that. She would always say, please, whenever you pick me up, you know, stop. I don't want, you know, don't have them call me. Don't have them call me. I'm like, look, I mean, that's a blessing for them to be able, to be at that platform. Spirit in me, they feel comfortable.
Amen, that's right.
But with Barack Obama, I tell you, James, I mean, it was a blessing just to be able to work with him and to show you how God works. Me and Barack Obama, who was senator at the time, we were walking, and he was talking to me. He was like, man, he's like, you know, you retired. I mean, you look kind of young to be retired. I said, well, you know how black is. Black don't crack. You know God take care of us. And then in the middle of a conversation, it's like God shifted the conversation. And I looked at Senator Obama then. I said, you know you're going to be president of the United States. He stopped walking, and he said, wait a minute. He put his hand on. I'm telling you, James, I remember like it was yesterday. He put his hand on my left shoulder and said, wait a minute. Say that again. You're going to be the next president of the United States. He said, you think so? I said, no, I know so. And then when God stopped, I stopped. And then I kept walking, and I had to stop because I'm like, he was still back there, you know, analyzing it. But he already knew he wanted to run for president. He needed a confirmation. And that's why I truly believe God used me to give him that confirmation that he was already looking for.
Amen. Now, that's powerful right there. That's deep. That's powerful. Wow.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I've heard you tell this story before, but I'm glad you're sharing it with the worldwide listeners so that the worldwide listeners will hear how God has been blessing you, how God has been keeping you, and how God has been using you. And guess what? He's not through with you yet. He's still got yet more work for you to do so you can bear much more fruit, good fruit in the earth, that he's going to be even more glorified through you. But before I'm going to turn this mic over to you real quickly, Herbert, but I want to do this short music break real quick, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to you for the next few minutes and just let you say unto the people, to my listeners, whatever God puts on your heart for me to say to them. So we're going to do a short music break, and then come right back to Herbert. Praise. God deserves our total praise. I love that song, and that song is so fitting for tonight's show. I thank God for you, the listeners. You are still in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and my special guest on tonight is none other than my youngest brother, author Herbert Charles Brown, the author of Don't Skip the Process,
Making Life's Challenges Work for You. His book is now available at Amazon.com for purchasing. So now, Herbert, in the last few minutes, I'm going to turn the mic over to you that you can expound or share with the robot listeners whatever God has placed on your heart before I ask you to give your contact information and shout-outs. I yield the mic to you.
All right. Well, like I said, thanks again for having me on your show, James. I mean, it's always a pleasure. And it just, of course, I love Total Praise, too. It's a good song. But then, once again, I had flashbacks when I had to pick up Richard Smallwood and his group, you know, on the bus, tour bus that we used. But then, too, I've been lately, you know, God been putting on my heart, so I got the words to Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise. So, I mean, I know you know Every Praise. And then also mm-hmm. have the music version. But once I put that music version on Every Praise, I mean, it's soothing, it's relaxing. It makes you meditate, it makes you reflect back on how good God is. You know, and just some of the words, you know, God is my Savior. And I know how God has saved me from a child from growing up with a heart problem, rheumatic fever that nobody knew about. I didn't know about it. My mother didn't know about it until I stepped on a rusty nail and was taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. I know my family remember that.
Remember,
you know,
remember,
thank God for a rusty nail. You know, mm-hmm. so I was healed and delivered from that to where I remember growing up. And this is a testimony for whoever's out there that's going through something and think that, you know, God is not listening, God is not there, either you going through it or a child is going through it. I just count blessings, but I'm over 50. I'm over 55. Thank God, James, we don't look our age. But the blessing of it
Amen.
Is where people thought, that's another testimony I'm giving. Look where I'm at now to where, I mean, I used to have to get shots all the time because of this this heart condition that I was dealing with. And I remember, as you know, my mother used to always take me to get a checkup every month, had to get a shot. And I can remember people, you know, being around other kids in the hospital that didn't even make it. You understand what I'm saying, James? Didn't even make it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm looking
yeah.
even as a child, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, I'm in a room with about, you know, 10 kids, but it seems like every other day they bring in another kid. I'm still here. You know what I'm saying?
But God.
Yes, God is my Savior. He saved me then, and he's still saving me now.
Yes,
God
sir.
Is my healer. He healed me. As a teenager, James, they sent me to a specialist, and the doctor, I remember him saying, okay, we're going to inject you with some salt water. We're going to put you on a treadmill. You know, we're going to turn the treadmill up. We're going to make it inclined. We're going to do this. We're going to do that and see if you can run and see if your heart can handle it. And, you know, this way we're going to test your heart out, son. So, you know, if you don't think you can make it, I said, just turn it on. You know what I'm saying? Just turn
mm-hmm.
it on. Because I had faith. Just turn it on. And I kid you not, James. He turned that thing on, and he kept cranking it up. And I saw the look on his face as if he was running on that treadmill. It looked like he was doing more sweating than me. So I asked him. I mean, this is a true story. I'm looking at him like, okay, doctor, like, okay, I'm the one running, you know, and sweating. What's your problem? He said, son, we ain't never had to crank this thing up this far before. You outrunning a machine. True story. God is my healer. The other verse in that song is, God is my deliverer. God delivered me from so much stuff, James, ain't nothing funny. I mean, you know, coming from that ailment to where I've outgrown everything. I mean, I've been off of medicine for almost 30 years, or should I say 35 years. I go get physicals right now, and any brothers that's out there, especially you brothers, please make sure you go get your yearly physical. Go and get physicals. Go get checked up. We don't need to go to the doctor at the last minute once something hit us. Then when they hit us with something we don't want
to
hear,
come closer,
then we
come
start
closer to the
saying,
mic, brother. Come
we
closer
get
to
mad
the mic.
Looking at God. God then gave you every opportunity to go and get checked out. God then gave us chances to make the right choice. He gave you a choice to make, you know, come on. So we need to go get checked out. But the
okay.
other part of every prayer is God is my deliverer, James. I mean, God delivered me. He delivered my family. from situations. I remember, you know, my wife was driving to go check on her parents in a snowstorm, and I don't know what happened on that freeway, but her car hit up some black ice, and she spent. It was a semi that was barreling down at her. Long story short, the driver was even wondering, how did he not hit her in that situation? But God, see what I'm saying? That's God. Every day we pray. It's not a day that every morning I get up. That's why I love about your show when you come on. Because sometimes, like, you know how when you go to the show, you look at the movies and then they put the credits at the end. But see, with God, you can't put God at the end. God has to go
That's
first.
Right.
So
That's
every
right.
time I get up, I give God praise. Not only I'm praying for me, I'm praying over my immediate family. I pray for my family no matter what destination they are at. You know what I'm saying? I pray that, you know, God Amen. Protect them with his earthly angels as well as heavenly angels, protecting us from hurt, harm, or danger, seen and unseen. Because there's so much stuff going on, so much unseen stuff out there. I mean, I know I'm blessed. I know I'm covered. And I, you know, and if anybody listening and acting like this ain't never happened to them, shame on you, listeners. But I guarantee you, if you're a driver and you've been driving, no matter what situation you've been in, you might have just picked up the phone to answer it or to flip the station. And then whatever car that was in front of you, you look back up, you wonder, like, where'd that car go? You know how easy you could have been in an accident, but you did because of God's favor. That's why we're able to go from wherever we go to get back. Because when you give God the praise and honor, everything that's due to him, God will take care of you. I mean, God will look out for you. God will just give you the blessing. I mean, let's go to Ephesians. Now unto him that's able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, come on now. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So no matter what we're asking for, first of all, he already knows, you know, but he wants you to, you know, just like with as kids. Thank you. So as a parent, we already know what our child wants, but sometimes we just want them to come and ask. And then we're going to go ahead and bless them with it. But just imagine you asking for, you know, a half a mile, but God got in mind to give you a mile. See what I'm saying? So he's giving us more than what we're asking for. He's giving us more than what we can even imagine or think of, and he's blessing us with it because why? You know we can handle it. What I love about this book, James, is, and, you know, I really want to, like, go through it a little bit more, but then again, if I go through it too much, then ain't nobody going to want to read it because I've already read it to them. So the goal is for you to read the book, be blessed by it, and I'm telling you, be encouraged. But I just thank you, James, for the platform that God is using you with. I thank God for my family. There's so many authors in our family. I mean, we got, what, five authors? That's writing books and doing things for the kingdom. So, I love nobody but God. You know, right. It's God. But the book is really speaks for itself, making life challenges work for you. I have people at work that talked about the book. I've had a pastor that had my book, and I was, you know, I was talking to him before, just before the pandemic. But he was telling me that, yeah, he said, Herb, I used your book in Bible class last week. And I'm thinking, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's God's book. That's a powerful book. If a pastor can get something out of my book and take it back to his church and use it. You know what I'm saying?
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yeah, everything we do in life is a process, James. Everything we do in life is a process. When we get up, it's a process. I mean, you know, you get up, you know, you pray, you praise God, give God all thanks. I mean, you brush your teeth, comb your hair, get dressed, whatever you're doing, wherever you're going. It's a process. And too many times in life, we try to skip the process. And then we make things harder for ourselves. You know, we fatigue, we tired, we burnt out, and we're trying to wonder why. Well, we just had did it God's way and not try to go, you know, straight to third base. Without touching first and second, it's a process. It's a reason why you got to touch first and second before you get to third. So now you'd have ran all the way to third. And now, you know, the umpire told you, well, wait a minute, son, daughter, you got to come back. You got to come back to home plate. Now you got to go back to first and second and then go to third. Why are you burning all that unnecessary energy when you could just do the process and go the way you're supposed to go and be done with it? We need to just, you know, and I really should have patented it, and I'm afraid Donata might use it if she listens because, you know, she likes to write like we do. I should have patented this thing because, you know, she do movies. You know, I don't write movies, you know, but I've had people say, you know, I'm going to use that. And I said, okay, you know, well, next time I'm going to get it patented before I use it. But I always tell people, be patient before you become one. We try to do things too quickly.
That's right.
We need to step back. We need to look back. We need to step back and slow down. We need to just stay focused and just stay the course. And the biggest thing I tell you, James, right now is with what's going on in the world right now. I'm telling you, man, I know there is a God because we're still here. I know there's a God because the earth still revolves. I know there's a God because, first of all, God dwells in me. He dwells in you. I know he's in my family. We are a praying family. And I thank God that even though with this pandemic, we can't get together like we would like to, so we use Zoom every 2 weeks. And we all get connected on Zoom. But I'm trying to tell you, James, a lot of people, even at work, I see people, we have Zoom meetings all the time. But I can tell pretty people just zooming right past God. They need to stop and pump the brakes. They need to stop, pump their brakes, and get back in line. Because no matter what I might be going through, James, if you're spiritual, you're going to know what I'm going through. You're going to be able to pick up
the
okay.
discernment. It's a discernment.
That's right. The discernment.
That's
so
right.
You're going
to
know. So I'm spiritual, but sometimes I might fall short of, you know, God's glory, and I might, you know, because I'm upset, and I might, you know, step out of line. But another spiritual person would pick that up, you know, and they know my heart. They know my demeanor. They know I'm a spiritual person because they're spiritual. And then they can come and you know, help me. Get me back where I need to be.
Get back on the right track.
Because
that's
we're all
right.
human.
Amen.
We are
right.
human,
but
man.
You know,
but
I don't mean to cut you off, I don't mean to cut you off perfect, but our time is already over the time.
Oh, I'm
right
sorry.
Now. But I see right now we're going to have you come back on again at a later date so we can finish with this subject. So I'm going to reschedule you again at a later date so you can come back on. And that way God can give you even more to share with the listeners. But I do want to say thank you. Before I release you, if someone wanted to get in contact with you and then you can give your shout out, how can you be reached? And then if you want to give it a shout out, you can do that right now.
Well, I mean, you can reach me at HerbCB83, Herb, C as in Charles, B as in boy, 83 at gmail.com. Or you can just go straight to Amazon, or you can reach me at 313-477-2250. And, you know, for God, you know, you always have a lot we can talk about with God. But just another shout-out, because I know you gave my daughter Kayla a shout-out, and I was going to do it, but thank you for that. And then also my youngest daughter, she's graduating from Western Michigan University next month. You know, and I'm just glad how God used her to be in a nursing program. Six jobs was offered to her, but she's going to stay here in Michigan and work at one of the hospitals. So while she's going to be working with dealing with babies, so while she's bringing babies into the world, my oldest daughter will help you get a house to put a roof over that baby's head. So, you know, come on now. Y'all look out for both of my daughters and just know that, hey, they're here for you. That's right. Nothing but God.
Amen.
But I thank you, James, for
allowing
me to be on the show.
No problem. I am so excited to be able to have you on as a guest. And again, we're going to have you come back on again because I see that you got a lot more to cover because God is that good to not only you but to our entire family, even to our extended family that's out of the state of Michigan. God is just good to us, and he deserves all our praise. So right now, we got to close out for tonight. I'm not even going to do a closing song or a closing prayer. We're just going to close out on tonight on that note, giving God the glory, honor, and praise for who he is. Once again, thank you, Herbert, for being my special guest on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Amen.